frustration when during the strike the force of the law invaded our streets as they shouted abuse, trampled our gardens, kicked down the doors. I wonder what it's like on the streets of Northern Ireland, where British law and order has its training ground, where armored cars patrol with their trigger-happy soldiers. It's no wonder they ask us to get the troops out. And the media made out we were just a bunch of animals, violent by nature, so of course it was our fault if the bobbies used their batons as they charged us on the picket lines. And of course it was our fault if we landed up in court. I wonder what it's like on the streets of Northern Ireland, where the war's been going on for a long time now, and the press paint the Irish as mindless, crazy murderers to stop us from thinking we should get the troops out. We're proud of our communities, we care about each other. We've something worth defending and defend it, we will. We're sorting out the problem of those who betrayed us, bought off by the bosses with the key to the till. I wonder what it's like on the streets of Northern Ireland, where communities are as strong as the struggle is old. To sort out their divisions, they don't need interference. All they need from us is to get the troops out. And the kids of striking miners got quite an education, but not from their teachers, not from their schools. When they saw their parents suffer, living on the breadline, treated like criminals, their backs against the wall. I wonder what it's like on the streets of Northern Ireland, where the kids are in danger every time they go out, where they've known death and suffering all of their lives. I can see why they ask us to get the troops out. The struggle isn't over and there's work to be done, links to be made, ways to be found to build a decent future for all of our kids. So we're getting it together for the next time round. I wonder what it's like on the streets of Northern Ireland, where the roots of resistance go deep in the ground, where all that they ask is to build their own future, and that's why they tell us to get the troops out.